Imagine your biggest competitor just hired a world-class marketing team.
Okay, yeah.
And a 24/7 customer service representative and a totally brilliant search engine optimization wizard.
Wow, that's a powerhouse team.
Right. But here's the real kicker. They are paying that entire team exactly $0 a month.
Oh man, that is terrifying.
It really is. And that is exactly what you are up against right now. If you are running a small business and you aren't, paying attention to what artificial intelligence can actually do.
Yeah, absolutely.
Because look, you are sitting at your desk, you're wearing a dozen different hats on any given day.
From accountant to HR to inventory manager.
Exactly. And you are trying to figure out how to compete for attention against these massive companies that have seemingly unlimited marketing budgets.
It is the absolute definition of an uphill battle. I mean,
Right.
when you are a small team, or maybe even just a team of one, time is your most scarce
Oh,
resource.
100%.
Every single hour you spend trying to decipher, like, a new marketing algorithm is an hour you aren't spending actually improving your product or, talking to your real life customers.
And the marketing piece alone can feel entirely overwhelming. But, well, that is exactly what our deep dive is about today.
Yes.
We're getting right into it.
We are pulling from this really highly practical piece of research. It's titled The AI Equalizer: Smart Marketing for Small Business Growth.
A great read, honestly.
Yeah, this framework was put together by the team at Apex AI out of Columbus, Ohio.
And what makes this specific framework so valuable is that it just cuts right through all that Silicon Valley hype.
Thank goodness for that.
Right. It looks specifically at the messy, on-the-ground reality of small business operations. It's not about vanity metrics.
Yeah.
It is purely about survival and scale.
So the mission for our deep dive today is to really figure out how a small business owner, someone with a modest budget, and importantly, absolutely zero technical background, can actually use AI.
Not as some shiny, complicated toy. Right. But as the ultimate equalizer to compete with those giants, work smarter and grow faster.
Equalizer is just the perfect word here. The fundamental argument from the Apex AI team is that capturing and keeping customer attention, well, it doesn't have to be a game. Only the biggest, best resource competitors can win anymore.
The playing field is leveling out.
Exactly. The technology has finally democratized the execution of high-level strategy.
So let's start with the loudest, most relentless beast in the room, which is content creation.
Oh, the beast is hungry.
Always. Because if you want to compete, you have to be visible. And if you want to be visible today, you just have to feed the algorithm constantly.
Yeah, the demand for fresh content across your blogs, your social media channels, your website, it simply never stops.
Never.
It is a treadmill that you literally can't step off of. For a small business owner, that is a guaranteed recipe for burnout.
Okay, but I have to push back a little right out of the gate here.
Sure, go for it.
When I first read through the Apex AI breakdown on automated content, my immediate thought was, wait, am I just telling a robot to write my blog and hoping my customers don't notice it sounds like a toaster wrote it?
Right, the robot voice.
Because, I mean, authenticity is the only real currency a small business has, right?
That is the exact right question to ask. And honestly, it is the biggest misconception out there.
Okay, so clear it up for us.
The goal here is absolutely not to hand over your brand's voice to a machine. That would be a disaster.
Yeah, totally.
What we are talking about is leveraging AI to cure what we call blank page syndrome. It's about fundamentally shifting how you spend your very limited time.
Well, I was thinking about it like a high-end kitchen. I like to call the AI here a digital sous chef.
A digital sous chef. I like that. Walk us through how you see that working in practice.
So think about a Michelin star restaurant. The head chef is not in the back washing the lettuce, peeling the carrots, or chopping onions for 4 hours before service begins, right?
No, definitely not.
They have a sous chef doing all that incredibly tedious, time-consuming prep work, getting all the raw ingredients perfectly measured and ready.
Ah, I see where you're going with this.
That is what AI does for your content. It doesn't cook the final meal, but it does the chopping.
That is a phenomenal way to visualize the mechanics of it. Because if we look at how AI actually executes this, it is performing high-speed data analysis that a human simply doesn't have time for.
Right.
Let's say you own a local landscaping company and you want to write an article about preparing your lawn for winter.
Okay, pretty standard topic.
You could sit down and just guess what people want to read. Or your digital sous chef can instantly parse thousands of recent search queries in your area.
Wow.
It identifies the exact questions people are asking, like when to stop watering or best winter fertilizer.
Real world questions.
Exactly. And then it generates a comprehensive structural outline based on that real world intent.
So it is just handing you the blueprint.
Yeah.
You don't have to stare at that blinking cursor wondering where to even begin. You just step in as the head chef and add the final flavor.
Adds the flavor, exactly.
You add your local expertise, your specific tone, maybe that funny anecdote about the crazy snowstorm from last year. You make it human.
Precisely. You spend 20 minutes refining a highly targeted draft instead of 3 agonizing hours struggling to build one from scratch.
It's just so much faster.
And the Apex AI framework highlights another huge mechanical advantage here, formatting and repurposing.
Oh, this is huge. Squeezing every drop out of the work you do.
Exactly. The underlying technology of these large language models is incredibly adept at pattern recognition and context shifting.
What does that look like day to day?
Well, you read that one great human-flavored article about winter lawn care. The AI can instantly analyze that core text and extract the key points to generate, say, 5 distinct tweets.
Nope.
Plus a visually descriptive caption for Instagram and a condensed summary for your email newsletter.
Without you having to rewrite it 3 different times.
Well, right. It understands that the format of a LinkedIn post requires a totally different professional tone than a casual Facebook update.
So it translates your core message into those different native languages automatically.
It is a massive efficiency multiplier.
You do the heavy lifting of establishing your expertise once, and the AI handles spreading that message across your entire digital presence.
Exactly.
But, you know, this leads to a very natural problem. Let's say my digital sous chef helped me prep 50 amazing pieces of content. Great.
Okay.
But if I just blast all 50 pieces out to my entire email list, people are going to get annoyed. They'll just unsubscribe.
Oh, for sure. Spamming people never works.
Because content is totally useless unless it finds the exact right person at the exact right time. So how does the AI solve that matching problem?
That is the crucial pivot point in the framework. Volume without direction is just noise.
Right.
Which brings us to the shift from generic broadcasting to hyper-personalized targeting.
And I'm putting myself in the shoes of the listener right now. And honestly, this sounds intimidating.
I get that.
Doesn't hyper-personalization require massive enterprise-level server farms of customer data?
Mm.
How does a boutique clothing store or a neighborhood hardware store with a modest budget even pull that off?
It really feels like a strategy reserved for the e-commerce giants, but it's just not anymore.
Okay, why not?
What we have to understand about AI is that it is fundamentally an engine for making sense of unstructured data.
Meaning?
It doesn't need a mountain of new data. It just needs the trail of breadcrumbs your customers are already leaving behind.
The data I already have. Like what specifically?
Well, think about the digital footprint of a single customer on a small business website. You know what they bought last month?
Yeah.
You know what specific pages they lingered on? You know if they clicked a link in your newsletter but, you know, abandoned their shopping cart?
Oh, right. The cart abandoners.
Right. In the past, that data just sat in a spreadsheet, totally useless because a human couldn't connect the dots fast enough. AI connects those dots in milliseconds.
Okay, let's make this concrete. Walk me through a scenario. Let's use that local hardware store.
Perfect. So, a customer comes to your hardware store's website and buys a specific brand of power drill. The AI logs that purchase.
Okay, got it.
Now, based on its analysis of thousands of similar purchase patterns, the AI knows that someone who buys a power drill is highly likely to need a new set of drill bits or maybe a backup battery about 30 days later.
So it actually anticipates the need.
Exactly. When that specific customer returns to your website a month later, the AI dynamically rearranges the homepage just for them.
Wait, really? Just for them?
Yes. Instead of seeing a generic banner advertising a sale on garden hoses, they see a highly relevant recommendation for the exact drill bits that fit the tool they already own.
Wow. So the AI is essentially redesigning the window display for every single person who walks by based on what it knows they like.
Yes. And it applies that exact same logic to email offers and advertisements.
That's incredibly powerful.
But where the Apex AI framework gets incredibly sophisticated is how it uses predictive modeling for something called churn.
Okay, churn meaning when a customer stops buying from you and leaves for a competitor.
Correct. Losing an existing customer is incredibly expensive for a small business.
Oh, way more expensive than finding a new one.
Exactly. AI can act as an early warning system here. By establishing a baseline of a customer's normal behavior, it can spot minute deviations.
Like what kind of deviations?
Say a loyal customer who normally buys coffee beans from your site every 3 weeks suddenly goes 5 weeks without opening an email or visiting the site.
The AI flags that behavioral shift.
It notices the silence.
Wow.
And it allows you to reach out proactively. Before they officially churn, the system can automatically send them a highly tailored "We miss you" offer with a discount on their favorite roast.
It completely levels the playing field because it lets small businesses speak directly to the individual in real time. It turns a megaphone into a telephone.
You are having a one-on-one conversation at scale.
But here's the thing.
Yeah.
Personalization is basically magic. But it completely relies on people actually finding your business in the first place.
This is very true.
I can have the most beautifully personalized window display in the world, but if my shop is hidden in a dark alley where literally no one walks, it doesn't matter.
Which naturally brings us to the discovery phase, because if they can't find you, you simply don't exist. This is the domain of search engine optimization, or SEO.
Right. Now, usually, SEO feels like throwing darts in a pitch black room for a small business.
Oh, absolutely.
You read a few blog posts, you try stuffing some keywords like best plumber into your website, and you just sort of pray Google notices you.
It is frustrating, and it's incredibly opaque.
But looking at the mechanics of what Apex AI is doing, AI here acts like a pair of military-grade night vision goggles.
The night vision goggles, let's expand on that. How does it change the room?
Well, the AI doesn't throw the dart for you, but it lights up that dark room in glowing green.
Oh.
It shows you exactly where the dartboard is. It shows you where all your competitors are aiming and missing. And most importantly, it highlights the empty spaces.
The gaps.
Yeah, the untapped opportunities where you can easily score a bullseye.
That is incredibly accurate to the underlying technology, because SEO is no longer about just repeating a word 10 times on a page.
Thank goodness.
Right. Google's algorithms have evolved. They prioritize context, relevance, and intent, and AI allows a small business to reverse engineer that intent.
How does it actually do that, practically speaking?
It scrapes and analyzes massive amounts of search data to uncover high-performing, long-tail keywords that a human would likely never, ever guess.
Okay, give me an example.
So it looks at your top competitors, analyzes their websites, and identifies the gaps in the market. It might find that thousands of people in your state are searching for how to fix a leaky copper pipe under a sink.
That's very specific.
But none of your competitors have written a good, clear answer to that specific problem.
So it points a giant neon sign at the gap and says, build your content right here.
Exactly. It audits your existing content, finds the holes, and suggests specific architectural fixes to your website to make search engines trust you more.
That is so smart.
But if we really want to talk about the most crucial element for the majority of small businesses listening right now, we have to talk about local search impact.
Yes, the local SEO piece is absolutely vital because, frankly, I don't care if I rank number one in search results in London if my bakery is in Columbus, Ohio.
Right. For a brick and mortar business, the internet shouldn't be a global competition. It needs to be a hyper-local storefront.
Exactly.
The Apex AI approach focuses heavily on how AI optimizes your Google business profile and local directory listings across the web.
And how is that different from just, you know, typing my address on my website?
Because search engines look for consistency and localized relevance across thousands of unstructured data points. AI constantly monitors and updates your business information, your hours, your location, your services, ensuring perfect consistency across the internet. It can also generate localized schema markup.
Okay, hold on. Schema markup sounds like exactly the kind of technical jargon that makes small business owners tune out.
Fair enough. I know it sounds dense.
Well, what is that in plain English?
Think of schema markup as a hidden language that speaks directly to search engines.
Okay.
It's code that sits behind your website and explicitly tells Google, we are a bakery located at this specific latitude and longitude. We sell croissants and we are open right now.
Oh, I see.
Without AI, you'd need a developer to write that code. With AI, it just happens automatically.
So when someone three streets over pulls out their phone and searches for fresh croissants near me, the AI has already done the behind-the-scenes translation.
Yep.
It guarantees Google trusts your bakery as the closest, best answer. It connects the immediate local need with your immediate local solution.
It transforms the vast, intimidating global internet into a highly targeted neighborhood map.
Okay, so let's connect the logical dots of what we've built so far in this deep dive.
Let's do it.
The AI night vision goggles guided a local customer, to your site.
Check.
The digital sous chef provided amazing content to hook them.
Check.
The personalization engine rearranged the homepage just for them based on their past visits. They are highly engaged.
They're ready to buy.
But it is 2.0 in the morning and I am asleep.
Ah, yes.
If they're ready to buy but have one quick question about shipping and there is no one awake to answer it, do I just lose the lead?
This is the critical final gap that small businesses face.
Yeah.
The physical doors are closed and you literally cannot be awake 24 hours a day. This brings us to the concept of the 247 storefront and enhanced customer engagement through AI.
Right. Now, when I hear automated customer engagement, my mind immediately goes to those terrible clunky chat windows from 5 years ago.
Oh, we all hate those.
The ones that just gave you a frustrating menu of five options, didn't understand a single word you typed, and basically made you want to throw your laptop out the window.
We all share that trauma. But look, the technology has undergone a massive paradigm shift thanks to natural language processing.
How so?
The AI chatbots detailed in the Apex AI framework are not just glorified FAQ menus anymore. They actually understand context, nuance, and intent.
Give me a real-world example of that.
Sure. If a customer types, I need a gift for my wife. She likes modern design but hates silver, and my budget is $50.
Okay, pretty complex prompt.
The old chatbots would just break and say, I'm sorry, I don't understand. Press 1 for sales.
Right. Infuriating.
A modern AI agent parses all those constraints. Modern design, no silver, under $50, searches your inventory in real time, and responds conversationally with three perfectly tailored product links.
Wow. So it is actually guiding the purchase. It's capturing a lead and closing a sale at 2 a.m. while I am literally asleep.
Exactly. That ensures that no customer intent is wasted just because of the time on the clock.
But I have to say, while the chatbots are amazing, the thing that genuinely shocked me in the Apex AI framework was the mention of sentiment analysis for small businesses.
Sentiment analysis is a fascinating capability. Why did that surprise you?
Because when I think of sentiment analysis, I think of massive global airlines or huge fast food chains with like NASA-style command centers monitoring Twitter to see if people are mad at them.
Right, the big guys.
The idea that a local plumber or a boutique can have AI running in the background, constantly gauging how people feel about their brand, that just feels like science fiction.
It is the perfect example of enterprise-level intelligence becoming accessible to the little guy. The mechanics of sentiment analysis are incredibly powerful.
How does it work for a small shop?
The AI acts as an early warning system for your reputation. It constantly scrapes public reviews, local Facebook group mentions, Yelp, and comments on your ads.
And it isn't just counting the reviews, right? It's actually reading them.
Exactly. It uses natural language processing to score the emotional intent of the text positive, negative, or neutral.
Okay.
It aggregates this data. If a negative review popped up, or if there's a sudden spike in people complaining about a specific delayed shipment on social media, the AI flags that emotional shift immediately and alerts you.
So you aren't blindsided 3 weeks later when you finally have a spare minute to check your Google reviews.
Exactly.
You can step in, apologize, offer a refund, and fix the leak before the boat actually sinks.
The Apex AI team summarizes this entire engagement suite beautifully. They say this technology acts like a knowledgeable salesperson who never clocks out.
A knowledgeable salesperson who never clocks out, never takes a coffee break, reads every single review ever written about you, and somehow knows exactly what every customer was looking at last month.
Not bad for $0 a month.
It is the ultimate support system. But, you know, this raises the most important practical question for anyone listening to this deep dive right now.
Implementation.
Yes. We've talked about some incredible capabilities today.
We really have.
Auto-generating multi-platform content, predicting customer churn before it happens, reverse engineering local search algorithms, deploying emotionally intelligent chatbots.
It's a lot.
If I am a local business owner, I am thinking, this sounds amazing, but how on earth do I actually string all of this together?
Right.
Because I am a baker.
Yeah.
Or I am an accountant. I do not have a computer science degree, and I certainly do not have the budget to hire a Silicon Valley software engineer to build this for me.
That is the most valid concern a business owner could possibly have. It is the friction point that stops most people from adopting the technology in the first place.
Totally.
And it is exactly the problem the Apex AI partnership approach is designed to solve.
How so?
Their framework makes one thing very explicit. You do not need to become an AI expert to reap the benefits of AI.
That has to be the biggest sigh of relief for the non-technical listener out there.
Huge relief.
Because the goal here is smart marketing. The goal is working smarter. The goal is absolutely not going back to night school to learn how to code in Python.
Precisely. The approach the Apex AI team advocates is integration, not invention.
Tell me more about that.
They fold this technology directly into the infrastructure you already need. They integrate the AI into your web development, into your existing SEO strategy, and into your daily content creation workflow.
So it is baked directly into the pie.
Yeah.
It is not an extra side dish that you have to manage and monitor on your own.
Exactly. A good implementation partner helps you spot the highest impact uses for your specific, localized goals.
Because no two businesses are the same.
Right. Let's face it, a local bakery that relies on daily foot traffic needs a very different AI application than a regional accounting firm that relies on long-term client retention.
Makes total sense.
The focus is on designing tools that fit a small footprint and a small budget.
And the framework emphasizes that this is purely focused on measurable results.
Yes.
More foot traffic, more online conversions, fewer lost leads at 2 a.m. It is about completely stopping the guesswork that usually plagues small business marketing.
Which brings it all home to the core theme we started with. Artificial intelligence is the ultimate equalizer.
It really is.
By bringing this level of enterprise-level efficiency and deep data analysis down to the small business toolkit, it just removes the technical barrier to entry.
Yeah.
It automates the heavy lifting so that owners can actually step back, breathe, and focus on what they do best, running their business and physically serving their community.
It is a massive paradigm shift in how we think about scale.
Absolutely massive.
So, to bring all of this together for our deep dive today.
Yeah.
We have seen exactly how AI is no longer a luxury reserved just for the massive corporations with bottomless pockets and endless server farms.
Yeah, those days are over.
Frameworks and partnerships like those outlined by the Apex AI team offer incredibly practical, budget-friendly ways for absolutely anyone to compete.
You can automate your baseline content creation to cure the blank page.
Right.
You can hyper-personalize your marketing so every single customer feels seen and understood.
Which is huge.
You can dominate your local search visibility so you are found exactly when you are needed most.
In your own neighborhood.
Yes. And you can provide round-the-clock intelligent customer service.
It gives you the leverage to amplify your message and grow faster without burning yourself out in the process.
It's all about working smarter, not harder.
But I want to leave you with a final thought today. Something for you to really mull over as you look at your own business through this new lens.
Okay.
If AI is completely leveling the playing field by perfectly handling all of your baseline content, flawlessly managing your local SEO, and providing your 24/7 customer service, what uniquely human element of your business will become your ultimate competitive advantage tomorrow?